Welcome to the Sports Report for Wednesday, June 25th. I'm Mark Daniels. It was a late show in Milwaukee as the Brewers fall to the Washington Nationals 4-2. The game lasted 16 innings. The Nationals got the jump with a run against Giovanni Gallardo in the first inning, but Ryan Braun, a two-run single in the sixth off Jordan Zimmermann, gave Milwaukee the lead. Both starters departed, and Will Smith on in the eighth inning gave up his second home run this season, a solo shot to Anthony Rendon that tied the game, and then they played eight more innings before Ryan Zimmermann hit a two-run shot off Mike Fiers.
Just hit the ball hard. I think swing started to feel a little bit better the last couple of days, and had a rough past 2 weeks or so, but I just got to keep grinding it out and got myself into a good count and put a good swing on a pitch.
Fiers was on for his fourth inning of relief.
They had to use me. You know, I was a long guy and just try to give as many innings as I could and put as many zeros up on the board as well. So it got me in the fourth inning I pitched and that was it.
Brewers had some chances. Carlos Gomez twice had runners in scoring position to end the game in the 13th and 15th, but first pitch swinging, popped out and grounded out. Gallardo, again, solid start for him, says these are tough games to lose.
For a game to go that long, you obviously want to be on the winning side. Just going to make everything worth it. You know, it's just, like I said, I mean, it's definitely tough whenever you lose a long game like that and the way that we did. But, you know, just got to forget about it and be ready to go tomorrow.
Brewers 47-32 after the 5-hour, 22-minute marathon. They don't lose any ground in the division. Still up 4.5 games. They'll send Marco Estrada against Steven Strasburg in the series finale on Wednesday afternoon. Cardinals falling to the Rockies 10-5. Colorado pounds out 17 hits. Justin Morneau, a 3-run home run. He drove in 6. He's been an RBI machine of late.
You want to be able to take advantage of those opportunities and hitting in the middle of the lineup. You want to be one of those guys that can be counted on to drive in runs. And so far, in the first part of this season, I feel like I've been comfortable in those situations.
Philadelphia Phillies beat the Miami Marlins 7-4. Cubs over the Reds 7-3. Jake Arrieta left the game in the seventh inning after giving up 2 runs, but he was perfect through 6, and he knew he had set down 18 straight.
I knew that's kind of what was going on from the get-go. Most guys do when you're in a situation like that, but really just wanted to continue to execute pitches and, try and pitch deep into the game. Really, that's really the only thought, the only couple of thoughts going through my head, really.
San Diego Padres knocked off the San Francisco Giants 7-2 in the American League. White Sox 4, Orioles 2. Toronto beat the Yankees 7-6. Jose Reyes scores the winning run on an error in the bottom of the ninth. Tigers beat the Rangers 8-2, pounding out 16 hits. Angels scored 5 in the first to beat the Twins 8-6. Seattle's won 5 in a row. They beat Boston 8-2. In interleague play, the Pirates over the Rays 6-5. Pittsburgh has won 4 in a row. Chris Young hit a couple of home runs as the Mets beat the A's 10-1. Atlanta over Houston 3-2. B.J. Upton and Justin Upton both hit home runs, and that ties a major league record. Fourth time brothers have hit a homer in the same game. B.J. said that's kind of neat.
I mean, yeah, it's pretty cool. Anytime you can tie a Major League Baseball record is definitely pretty cool. Kind of knew we were close, but I didn't know we were that close. But, yeah, it's cool. It's cool to say you did it. And hopefully, we're not going to try to break it, but hopefully we do.
Clayton Kershaw followed up his no-hitter with another strong effort. Dodgers over the Royals 2-0. Kershaw went 8 scoreless innings, scattering 6 hits. And Arizona beat Cleveland 9-8 in 14 innings. Aaron Hill with a walk-off RBI single. Minor League Baseball, Kane County over the Timber Rattlers 9-3. Both teams now 4-1 in the second half of the Midwest League season. In the Northwoods League, Wisconsin Rapids beat the Green Bay Bullfrogs 5-3. Green Bay 11-17. They will host Wisconsin Rapids to start a 6-game homestand at Joanne Stadium Wednesday night at 7:05. Sheboygan A's postponed in their game in the Northeast Wisconsin League against Oshkosh because of rain. They'll be in Appleton on Wednesday night. The College World Series will go the limit. Virginia beat Vanderbilt 7-2, parlaying 5 runs in the 6th and 7th innings to get the win to tie the best of 3 series at 1-1. Cavaliers coach Brian O'Connor says, let's play 3.
You know, now it all comes down to tomorrow night, and I know our guys will come out and play loose and aggressive like they have this entire postseason, and I'm looking forward to seeing them go out and compete.
Vandy coach Tim Corbin knew it wasn't going to be easy.
That's a good team. That's a real good team. They've been good for a long period of time. They're tough outs and very difficult to pitch to. But their kid did a nice job of pitching tonight, and he just slowed us down.
Championship game in Omaha Wednesday night at the World Cup in Brazil. Uruguay beat Italy 1-0, but everyone talking about Luis Suarez biting Giorgio Chiellini of Italy. This isn't the first time it's happened. He was suspended for a similar biting incident in the English Premier League. FIFA is going to investigate. Suarez could face a suspension. Costa Rica and England play to a scoreless draw, but the Ticas win Group D. Greece over Ivory Coast 2-1. Greeks advancing to the quarterfinals for the first time. And Colombia rolled Japan 4-1. They go 3-0 in Group C, outscoring their opposition 9-2. They look strong. The U.S., Germany, their final pool play game coming on Thursday. A win or a tie, and the Americans will advance into the knockout round. NBA news. After Carmelo Anthony opting out of free agency with the New York Knicks, LeBron James does the same with the two-time champion Miami Heat, opting out of the final 2 years of his contract, leaving roughly $42 million on the table with the move, but he could still wind up in Miami anyway. James says he wants to consider his options. The NBA draft is coming on Thursday. The Milwaukee Bucks have the second overall choice. General Manager John Hammond says all systems are go.
I think we said maybe the day after the lottery or a couple of days after the lottery, we talked about feeling that we were going to be in a good position. Now we stand just a couple of days before the draft and feel the same and maybe even more so.
Cleveland Cavaliers won the lottery, have the top overall choice. So, John, who's it going to be? Jabari Parker, Andrew Wiggins?
I don't think it's fair to say that right now. I think, you know, we have to still keep all of our options open. I think this is more than a two-man draft, and I think it's going to prove to be that. You know, they talked about being a three-man draft before Joe got hurt, and I think it's still the case.
Joel Embiid, the 7-1 center of Kansas, had foot surgery last week, may have taken himself out of the mix. Another 7-footer, Alec Brown, formerly of the Green Bay Phoenix, hoping to hear his name called in the second round on Thursday night. National Hockey League handed out its postseason hardware in Las Vegas, and Sidney Crosby backed up the truck and loaded in the Ted Lindsay Award, the Art Ross Trophy as the league's leading scorer, and for the second time in his career, also took home the Hart Trophy as the NHL MVP.
You need a lot of things to go right. You need to play with some good players, and you need a lot of good things to go right and stay healthy, too. So, yeah, I'm happy to be able to do that this year.
Other major award winners, the Norris Trophy, Best Defenseman, Duncan Keith of the Chicago Blackhawks, the Vezina Trophy, handed to the best goaltender, Tuukka Rask of the Boston Bruins, who humbly accepted.
It's a great honor, you know. As they said, there's so many good goalies in the league that, you know, 10 guys could have easily won it, and they picked me, so it's a great honor.
Adams Trophy for Coach of the Year goes to Patrick Waugh of Colorado. And the Calder Trophy given to the league's top rookie, another Avalanche, Nathan MacKinnon.
It's been a whirlwind for sure. I think, like I said recently, I have some of the best memories of my life from Halifax. And when I win the Memorial Cup, getting drafted, sharing with my teammates was special. And obviously, this is special too.
Day two of Wimbledon, former champion, top-seeded Serena Williams, along with another former champ, Maria Sharapova, advancing on the men's side, Rafael Nadal, Roger Federer, American John Isner, also with a win. Isner in straight sets. And Tiger Woods is back on the golf course and ready to play in the Quicken Loans National at the Congressional Country Club. Woods underwent back surgery in March, but he's feeling fine.
Things have turned around. I've got my numbers back, and you know, this week especially, since it's going to be warm all week, I won't have any problems staying loose.
He'll get that back loosened up in the Pro-Am before the opening round on Thursday. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.